Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, Glory Days, PJ and Jim's podcast for this week. Hope you're well, folks. It's a sort of a, you know, a little combination of the best bits from during the week and the best bits of whatever happens to be inside PJ's head at the moment I put the microphone up.
Well, I don't know about that, but I will tell you something. I have a dilemma and I wouldn't mind having sharing it with the world.
Oh, with the world?
I think I've got smelly ankles, man.
Smelly ankles?
I think I've got smelly ankles. I was out on the bike yesterday and I got drowned.
Right.
I was out on the motorbike. I was driving around. I got drowned with the rain. Remember, you know how mad. I got hit with rain yesterday. That was biblical.
Yeah.
I swear to God, there was a giraffe ran down the N4 beside me, right? That was how bad it was yesterday. I seen a giraffe falling over an arc and heading towards town.
Incredible.
And I got
Mind
soaked.
You, you're right, though, because it was, when it came in like it was like a full on, and then it was gone again.
Yeah.
And then it come back and be full on.
Well,
and then it was gone again.
Well, I was in Lucan Way. I jumped on my bike, right? And I was there, it's lovely, and I'll be grand. And I got as far as, I just jumped on the bike and got around the corner and I got the full on empty all over me pants, right?
You emptied all over your pants.
I emptied all over me pants, right? So there was all over me pants. The whole world emptied all over me pants.
No way.
And then my pants.
That is it. Nobody deserves that.
Nobody deserves it. And then I got home, I had to take off my pants, which came off like, you know
they
the way.
They slid off. You just stood there and they just slid down your legs.
I wish they did. I wish they did.
Oh no, they were stuck to you.
They were stuck to me.
Oh, it was the peeling job.
Did you ever take a wrapper off an eclair? That's what it was like. It was like
I really wish you hadn't chosen the eclair as not an image
It was like a creamy eclair. It was like there was leg juice and everything stuck inside the jeans. I was like, oh, this is a... And then I realised that they dried out, right? Mm. You know, overnight. And this morning I actually picked them up. You got confused. Don't be too bright in the morning. And I realised there was a smell off the ankle part. And then I started thinking, wait a minute, have I got smelly ankles? Have I got sweaty ankles?
The ankle part of your jeans.
There was a smell of it. I went down it like a dog. I sniffed from top to tail, right, of the jeans. I sniffed from the waist to the ankle bit. I was like, because I could smell something. And when I got to the ankle part, I could smell a funny smell, like hay. Like B.O.
Well, maybe it was just them. Like, did they brush off anything, or did you stand on anything?
They were exposed. They were closer to the road, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's some bit of that. But it smells like a bit of an armpit.
Because ankles would be an unusual thing to be issuing an aroma from.
I would have thought so.
There's not a great deal goes on around the ankles, really.
I mean,
admittedly, they're very close to your feet. Unless the smell of your feet was so overpowering that it actually filtered up through your socks and sort of started to infiltrate like some sort of weird kind of like ivy or something. Weird thing that came up and just started to infiltrate your jeans from the bottom up.
Obnoxious fume. Got up through the leg of me boot and into the jeans and it couldn't get past the knee area and I had smelly ankles. Now I'm all paranoid about smelly ankles. Now I feel like I have to sort of phone me exes and say, come here, you know what we were doing that too.
Yeah. I don't suppose the reason that you threw me out of the house was nothing to do with my ankles, was it?
I don't suppose you ever got a sniff of my ankle and never thought, geez, there's something strange going on here.
Yeah.
It's a weird
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I think you're probably all right. I'm not sure that smelly ankles are a thing.
What smells have you noticed coming from me, if you don't mind me saying?
Well, thankfully, very few.
That's good,
very few.
That's good, because I fart a lot when I think you can't hear it.
Do you?
You put the headphones on and I let it go and I go, he'll never know the difference.
Right, well, to be fair to you then, you must have a very clean tract.
Yeah,
because I haven't been on the receiving end, at least not that I'm aware of. My olfactory kind of things haven't been, you know, attacked by anything that's emanated from you.
Mind you, the way Jim blows his nose, he probably can't smell that. It's like he has a rolled up pillowcase shoved into his face sometimes. The way you blow your nose, so maybe you're getting away with it.
No, you see, ever since I had the old sinus op or whatever.
Oh, the nose job, yeah.
It wasn't the nose job. Sinus op. I do, you know, like, I mean, I breathe freely. I will give you that.
Well, maybe.
I mean, it's caused me all sorts of other problems, but apart from that.
Maybe it comes down to firepower. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm farting so hard, it's literally blowing the smell down to the ankle area. And nothing else is damaged.
Something, maybe that's what's wrong.
Down to good
maybe
old
your
fashioned.
Jeans are so reinforced that it can't go out, it has to go down. And the only place it starts to release is around your ankle area.
And let's be honest, it's not like I don't have my feet up, you know, a lot of the time here. You know, it is my favourite pastime, watching Jim work. It's essentially my job. So sometimes, you know, sometimes you'll be walking away, you stick your headphones on and now you can't hear.
Oh, do you know what I just realised? Sorry, I've just had a brainwave. Oh my God, the idea of your smelly ankles.
Yeah.
Do you know what could have happened? What? Jesus, why didn't I think of this?
What is it?
So you're saying you were out in the rain when this happened?
I was out in the rain, yeah.
Okay, and we have long, long spoken about your dicky feet.
Dicky feet.
Right?
Yeah.
And we know that there's metal in around the ankle, dicky feet area.
There is.
You're rusting, PJ.
I'm rusting.
It was the smell of rust you were getting. You're actually starting to rust.
I've got rusty feet.
That's what's wrong with you. It's the smell of rusty water or rusty stuff coming off your... That's what's off the plates. You're like... Remember we were talking about your man Martin Kemp and the plate came loose in his head?
Yeah.
Obviously, whoever did your job, instead of putting in the medical grade, whatever supposed to be...
Titanium or
just
whatever.
Just was a bit stuck and used an old Fanta can or something.
Bit of an old shed door or something.
Whatever, yeah. Into your leg. And it's now starting to rust. That, it all makes sense.
That's the, you know, the worst thing about that is, and I can never, that's going to be, that's like something that people chant at an elderly. Go away, you smell a rusty water of you. I'm there, so what? The doctor did it.
Yeah, it's a medical condition.
It's a medical condition. I've rusty feet, okay? Leave me alone, you little whippersnapper. You won't like it when the doctor puts hard part of a shed door in your runners to make you walk fun, not funnier. Huh?
Wow.
Yeah, what, same with that.
What an extraordinary ailment.
Imagine the smell off me now. The smell of Ron Seal off me when I get the hip done.
Hammerite, you're going to have to use.
I'll have to hammerite.
You'll have to paint your ankles now just to keep the smell in.
The smell of varnish off me, piss, will be unbelievable. Oh, God.
Right, while we come to terms with that bombshell, I think now is as good a time as any for you to listen to some of the best bits from during the week. Because we got all sorts were on. There was divorce. We were talking about divorce. Remember that?
Yes, that's
right. Because the numbers apparently were up.
Flying.
We were also talking about goats, because goats apparently are basically stealing our jobs. You can forget about, you know, any kind of robots or technology or whatever. Goats, they're the people you have to worry about. The people you have to worry about. They're what you have to worry about.
They're smarter than most of the people I've ever met.
Also, of course, we had, there was a personal touch this week, because on the one hand, we had Jimmy the Genius, because it was found out that people called James are more likely to be geniuses.
Which is shocking in my view, but true.
But there you go. And also, on PJ's front, we discovered he made the shocking revelation of a new sporting passion.
Yeah.
Which we even ended up committing to video.
And there's a whole lot of rusty feet play that game. That's for sure.
Yeah, his new favourite sport of long bowls was discussed during the week. So listen, enjoy it. We'll talk to you the other side.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
They've done this survey, right? And what your name, how much your name may impact your success in life. And the names of geniuses.
Geniuses, you say.
So, this thing called EduBirdie, an online writing platform, has determined what baby names are the most likely to belong to future geniuses. They analysed over 900 names of people who are extremely intelligent, including Nobel Peace Prize winners, Nobel Prize winners, notable scientists, blah, 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 things I don't understand, in the list. And here is the list, right?
Right.
Now, I don't want to skip the women, I just want to get directly to the point here, right? And when it comes to men, John, Robert, William, and just outside the top three, Jimmy the Genius.
Yes, James. Take it home, James. The Genius.
James the Genius, I tell you something.
Wow.
You are bona fide in with a much better chance. I know it sounds weird of being a genius than I am.
So,
I know that.
Are you telling me that neither Patrick nor Joseph makes the list? Because you gave yourself, with two names, you gave yourself a double shot at it.
I did,
and you say neither of them made it.
Not even a sniff of it. A virus is more likely to be named after me than a genius.
Yeah. Actually, now that you mention it, they do give them those technical terms to begin with, don't they? What virus is it? It's the PJ46 virus.
Yeah.
Is it?
It is, yeah. Oh, geez. The PJ0600AM virus. Oh, that, I heard that's a bad one, yeah. Yeah. In fact, there's a genius I know called Jimmy that ruined his life.
Yeah, he got it once.
He got it.
He's never the same. Yeah.
7 years he's been trying to shake that one off.
So what else is on the list then? So for the lads or whatever.
Well, for the lads, it's James, number four, then Thomas, George, Richard, Charles, Carl, and Paul.
Right.
They're the lads' names.
If you stick those names on your kid, there's a better chance of them being a genius.
They're more likely to be, yeah. Right. And then with the women, it's Marie, Elizabeth, Ellen, Susan, Ada, Barbara, Irene, Jane, and Nadia. Those are the top 10 there.
Wow.
When it comes to... Well, actually, I'll tell you something. Just to once again show you that I'm not very much in with a shout here. That was 9. I just gave you... it doesn't matter. But there you go. So those are the names.
And still Patrick or Joseph didn't make the list of geniuses.
Still Paddy the Virus over here is getting it a little bit wrong. But there you go. So you're on a good list there. You're on a pretty good list, you know.
That's great now. So a genius, no less.
Genius, yeah.
I'll tell you something. I'll have to factor that in now.
Well, you know what I mean?
I don't feel very geniusy today.
Well, you don't. But
in fact, I do feel, if anything, I feel slightly, you know, not as sharp as I should do.
Yeah, he had a little fizzy in the sun yesterday, to be fair. It was kind of taking the edges off
and
his genius.
Fair, that wasn't a very genius thing to do.
It wasn't.
When I woke up this morning, I can tell you.
And you're up against it because, as they say, with great genius comes great responsibility. And unfortunately, Jim, I am your responsibility.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
If you're with us during the week, there was a little story that we found that we were telling you about this sheep that had become famous because... There was two sheep stories. It's embarrassing when you think back on it that we actually did feature two sheep.
Talking a lot about sheep this week.
Yeah, have to be careful about that. But there was... this particular sheep story wasn't the Lamborghini one, right, about the expensive sheep. This was the other one that turned out to be a bit of a hero because it uncovered all of those old graves and everything. Remember that? Because it was eating the grass in this old graveyard.
In Cork, yeah. Yeah, in Cork they had it, and the sheep has been hailed as a hero.
Exactly.
Done all the work that all the people who were the caretakers weren't able to do. And it turns out, I tell you something, maybe sheep and goat kind are the future when it comes to this. So in the Gold Coast in Australia, there's this guy called Michael McConnell, and he owns a property maintenance business, right?
Right.
And he couldn't get the staff in. He couldn't get the staff. There's always problems with the humans. Always something, you know.
With the humans.
There was always problems. When you hire humans, you're hiring problems, he says, right? So he let whatever ones that were there, like, you know, moan their way out of a job, which they did, he says. And then he bought 16 goats for property maintenance. And he's out the door with business. And he says, it's just brilliant. He goes, goats, they never turn up hungover. They never ask for better wages. And they're always hungry for work. He puts them into a field. They get to places that the humans couldn't get, inaccessible areas.
Especially mountainous areas, you mean.
And they can get into places where nobody else can get. And they the job. And they love their work. And they never complain. And he having the best time ever.
Who's doing landscape maintenance up the side of a mountain anyway?
Well, it's property managed to stop it going wild. But yes, I know you have a point, yeah. And
that's amazing. So the goats have literally taken their jobs.
These
goats have come along cheaper, more reliable.
Yeah, absolutely. And all they have to do.
I thought we didn't have enough to worry about with Bloomer technology.
Yeah.
With robots and all this.
I know.
Being invented and taking our gigs. Now goats are doing it.
Thankfully, they can't do radio, huh? Can't turn up and just bleat on and on and on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's a very good point.
That'd be just like,
yeah,
one man and his goat. Oh my god, that's the name for this show. It's actually not a bad name for this show. One man and his goat. Sure, it's not.
Oh my god, I think you've stumbled across something absolutely brilliant there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever listen to that thing on Radio Nova in the mornings? There, one man and his goat.
Yeah, Billy and Jim in the morning.
Oh my god. This is so right.
I know, I better stop talking about this. I'm literally talking myself out of a job here. And as well with this goat herd, your man says they're so popular and he's so out the door with bookings for work, right?
Yeah.
That people now want to hire them just so they can meet the goats. They don't need a lot of time to get there and the land doesn't even need to be done. They just want to meet the goats. Some people have asked, can we hire your goats for parties? To which he goes, yeah, absolutely not. These are not party goats. They don't like parties. They're working goats.
Yeah, these are hard-working goats.
Yeah, these goats want to get a job.
I'm not sure how you tell the difference between a working goat and a party goat, but I'm sure he knows.
Funny feeling, I know the difference. I have a funny feeling you might be looking at a party goat here. Yeah, you know what I mean? You don't get an awful lot of hard labour out of a party goat.
No, to be fair, yeah. You just rock up and roll around, you know.
bleat for a bit and then and then leave.
Jim.
With your fee.
Jim. Jim, give us something to eat.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Probably heard this in the news earlier on today. It was being reported that apparently divorces are, have gone through the roof in Ireland.
Through the roof since lockdown. Yeah. Is it any wonder?
No great surprise there. Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
Is it any wonder? Nothing tests a relationship more than having to spend time together. That's what I always think. And divorces are up like 29% or people applying for them. Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? Yeah, people sort of, in that's the applications for a divorce. Hopefully, maybe they'll change their mind when it actually comes to it. Who knows? I don't know. I haven't been down that road. But there's evidence that there was a lot of increased pressures when it comes to lockdown. Of course, people were out working and all of that. And they spent a lot of time apart. And then all of a sudden...
Or maybe the opposite. It's the, maybe it's the fact that they were forced to work together.
Yeah. And then one person's home becomes another person's workplace.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to tolerate each other. And you know, you're like, you're on the line, you're working away, and he's in the background going, da, 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 da. And you're like, would you ever shut up? What are you talking about? You know, Watt keeps walking in when you're at a meeting in his dressing gown. Who are you talking to? Is that Jerry?
In his ill-fitting dressing gown.
Is that Jerry? No, it's not Jerry. It's my manager. All right, Jerry. Is Jerry coming on later? You're like, you know, so you can imagine the tensions and the build-up when it comes to these environments.
Oh, no question. No question.
Hard enough living with someone anyway. Like, living with someone anyway is hard, right? It's difficult. I think successful relationships are not built around living together. They're built around living apart at the same time, in the same place. I think that's how you have a successful relationship, isn't it?
That's a great way of looking at it.
I think so.
So the idea, the secret you're saying then is to find the ability to be with somebody for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Without really having to be with them.
Exactly.
For the rest of your
different
life.
Different rooms, two televisions. I'd start with that for a start. You know, you watch your programmes, you don't watch their programmes.
That's probably very wise.
Yeah, you know, I think though these things, you know, then you get into loops that you can never make someone happy. You know when you have to wait to eat and all. Oh, jeepers. And what will we have for dinner? Well, have whatever you want. I'm eating. You know, you can't do it.
So when the schedules become our schedule, as opposed to your schedule, my schedule, the hour schedule.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? Yeah. And then what will we do later? What will we do later? Are you serious? I have a whole day of nothing planned. And now you're trying to fill it up with activities for a couple. What sort of nonsense is this?
It's easy to see where the divorce rates have come from. When you hear you talk about it.
Yeah, and then ridiculous stuff that happens. Couples will argue over everything.
Spend more time with me. I mean, didn't I see it this morning?
Oh, yeah. And then, do you want to watch this on Netflix? I seen it. Oh, you seen it. Without me. Oh, what a...
That is a biggie.
Trouble for watching television now.
That is a biggie.
Yeah.
Oh, you started watching it already, have you? Well, then there's no point in me watching it at all. You can just kind of catch up on it.
Is a point. It's very good. You'll enjoy it. Oh, will I?
Yeah.
Well, it's out. But no, how can I enjoy it when you've enjoyed it once already?
I just watch it on my own, will I? Well, that's what I did.
Yeah, I know you had a great time. It's not a cake. You can watch it twice. You can have your cake and eat it. You know what I mean? It's a very testing that people have to do things together.
Yeah.
Very successful relationships are when people...
I just realised that yet another... The other way I was trying to put you off moving to the country, say.
I think,
from a professional point of view, I don't know if marriage guidance counselling is the other thing that's cut out for you, necessarily. Having said that, to be honest with you, I don't know. There is a lot of truth in what you say.
Oh, but then I'm the type of person, I can't share anything. You know the way when you're with someone for a while and they walk into the room and they're wearing your hoodie or something? I'm like, good Lord, there's nothing sacred. There's nothing sacred. Well, that's mine.
So you wouldn't be into borrowing, per se?
Borrowing?
Yeah.
Actually, I suppose
at this point, that's the great thing, I suppose, about our relationship, is the fact that, basically, I just leave you alone. You know, once I don't have to speak to you on air, once we're not actually saying something to each other like now, I just leave you to your own devices.
Yeah.
That's the secret.
I think so.
No demands.
And because, you know, it leads to crazy things. Demands on people, it's not fair. Next thing you know, you're having tapas. You're eating off the same plate. I mean, japers.
I mean, as we've said many times, whenever we have to go anywhere for this show, for work purposes, could be anything, promotional thing, could be anything. Separate cars.
Separate cars, definitely.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be just me sitting in the boot of Jim's car. And to be honest, that's not as comfortable.
Well, I wouldn't be letting you in the front bit.
Yeah, you want to like
not,
see?
I mean, not unless I had some sort of coverings or something.
No, you see, this is it. This is how relationships work. Here's the two of us. We haven't even gotten into the car, and we're fighting over where I'm going to sit. If we did.
You're right. You're right, PJ. In fact, now it sounds like those divorce figures are actually quite low.
Quite low. I always think when it comes to relationships, don't find out how they work. Find out how they don't work and save yourself the bother.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Lots of people who know PJ and listen to the show will know that he has a number of sporting passions. He's a huge Dubs supporter, has been since he was a child. He's more recently a huge Bowls supporter. So, you know, he's like, and these are passions. When you get into it, you really get into it.
And I am into this.
Do you know what I mean?
Yesterday, Jim. And this comes off the back of a story I just read, so I may be taking part. Adults who take part in regular team sports are happier people, healthier people. They're luckier in love than those who don't. Study of 1,000 people that's played sports has shown there's huge difference between them.
Right.
So it's time I got involved in sport. I was walking through Bray yesterday. I stopped to see this game. I am not joking. The drama, the tribulence, the absolute... I couldn't get away from watching it. Lawn bowls, Jim. It is absolutely riveting.
Lawn bowls might be your new sporting passion.
I was walking past Bray Bowls Club yesterday and there was three lads...
Where is that even now? Because I know where the bowling... thing is, you know, like it's in the 10 pin bowling. I know where Bray Bowl is.
That's only a game for children and weirdos. Don't mind all that. This is an absolute, complete another.
So, where's the bowling green then in Bray?
Just off the seafront, as if you're walking past through the. Yeah, between the seafront and the town, there's like a lovely, a beautiful bowls pitch, for want of whatever the actual world is.
Green, right? I think they call it a bowling green.
Oh, a bowling green, grand. And if you're going to be all technical about the sport that I'm into. So there's this amazing bowling pitch or green, and right between the two, and there was three lads out, and you want to see them. It was fantastic. I stopped. I was like a gorilla looking through the cage. I held two bars.
What do you mean through the cage?
I couldn't go in, so I don't know.
They were caged in.
They're in. Yeah, there's a, you know, like the rails around the sides.
I get the impression that it might be quite a well-to-do sporting environment. Is it lawn bowls? I don't know.
Well, there was no shit. There was no good. Yeah, there was
You were looking through the what do you call it?
The rails. Yeah. So I was looking through the railings, and I was riveted. I was watching this game, and they're all trying to get, you know, close to the jack and all that crack there. And they were all there with their brimmer hats and all, because the sun, Jesus, would kill you, especially the age of some of the people that are playing this game. And then one of the lads turns around to me and he starts explaining it to me. He starts going, right, I'll tell you what's happening here. And he was like, you know, lined up, and he was moving his black ball between up to the white one. That's the jack and the yolk on the pitch, right? Yeah.
You haven't done a lot of research about this so far.
I was really into it now. Into it. All right. And then it was one
so much so that you stuck your head through the bars to watch it.
And it was there. And he kept, I was like, what was it like? It was like Charles Dickens or something like that. Do you know that way? It was like these men going, yes.
So these posh, brimmed, hatted people were...
They're brimmer hatted men. And I was like, how do you do the rules of it? How do you do the rules? How do you do the rules of it? This is brilliant. And your man started explaining through the railing now. Obviously, he wouldn't let the coin me in there. Although he does, I was so talking to him that he did turn around and say, we are looking for members. He did say that.
Wow.
We're looking for members all the time, he said. It seems like a very welcoming place.
Did he necessarily see you? This tattooed goon on the other side of the road.
Actually, one of the lads took a shot and he did really well, and he turned around to me and he says, there you go, you can put that in your next story, he said.
Whoa!
So there you go. So
that's,
you never
impressive.
Know. So and then I was told they are looking for members. Bray Bowling Club are looking for
members.
So
you think this could be your new sporting passion? Lawn bowls.
It was absolutely
You see
brilliant.
Yourself do you, in the...
I see
in the,
myself.
In the brimmed hat and...
I do.
The slight, ill-fitting pants.
The slightly saggy chinos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Slightly saggy chinos and the brim of hat and they were having the best of crack, man. They were having the best of crack.
Wow, and that was great. It was exciting.
It was exciting, genuinely.
Yeah, there was tension, was there?
Yeah, when your man who was telling me, commenting on the game for me, took his last shot, I was genuinely like riveted. Now, he made an absolute fart of it. It went all around the play. But it was absolutely the drama. The drama of what was going to happen and whether he was going to get near the jack. He was trying to hit the other bowl away from the jack.
Trying to get the bowl nearest to the jack.
Yeah.
Do we know any other rules of lawn bowls? Do we know if there's any other... Is that really, as rules go, is it that straightforward?
Well,
you show up, somebody rolls the jack, you roll the bowl, whoever gets nearest wins. Is it just like really...
Is it basically OAP marbles? Is that what we're sort of playing here?
I don't know.
Like,
we would have to get one of the athletes on themselves to tell us about it. They'd have a much better take on it. I think it seems to me the rules are get as close to the jack as possible. You have three bowls on the pitch at any one time. Slightly saggy chinos and a Bremer hat and you're laughing.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
A couple of reactions to PJ's revelation that he may become a lawn bowler. Lawn bowls may be his new sporting passion.
Yeah.
Antoinette's been on to say, geez, PJ, you've changed. Can you imagine PJ singing his bows chants? So you rock up to do your lawn bowls.
Can you imagine?
Your jack's not far enough.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm bowls until I die. I am bowls until I die. I know I am.
That'd be absolutely amazing. Also, somebody, despite the fact that I referred to it earlier as OAP marbles, somebody has been on to say that apparently bowls is massive in Scotland among 20-year-olds.
Really?
So, you know what I mean? Maybe there's something in this for you. Maybe it's not the fact that just because your feet don't work anymore and you have all your ailments that you naturally are tending towards
the softer end of
marbles.
That disgraceful name to call what I think was one of the greatest sports events I've seen in ages yesterday. Brilliant, so it was.
Yeah, Craig has also pointed out that now that you're into lawn bowls, you'll have to relay the lawn on your head.
You dirty fecker. And here was me having a great morning.
Anyway, look, no, it's about to get amazing because we're about to make your dreams come true, PJ Gallagher.
Really?
Yes, because Kate is on the line and Kate is from a bowling club.
Kate, hello.
Hello, PJ. How are you?
Kate, tell me more. What club are you involved in?
I'm with Crumlin Bowling Club.
Crumlin?
Yes.
No way. And you play lawn bowls then fairly regularly?
Lawn bowls, yes. Yeah, we have the season. We start about April, May.
Right.
Till the end of September.
Yeah, I suppose it is weather depending, a lot of the lawn bowls situation. Mm.
It is. Now, we have a grass green, but you can also get artificial greens.
Now, you want the real deal, don't you, PJ?
Yeah, yeah, no, you want the real thing, yeah, okay? Yeah.
You can't beat the real thing.
Yeah. Well, having seen them lads yesterday now, I'd agree with you.
And Kate, would you classify yourself as a particularly good lawn bowler?
I wouldn't be a great one now, but we have some cracking members in our club.
Really?
Right.
Because you can represent, I was just going to say, you can be an international, can't you? You can represent your country.
You can, yes, yeah. And we have a lot of internationals in our club.
Wow. And just as a matter of interest, Kate, listening to PJ, I know you'd have to assess him properly in terms of his physical abilities, but sort of listening to him, as you have done, do you think he has the makings of a future lawn bowler?
He would be brilliant.
Naturally. See,
Look at that. Absolutely. And
she can tell from a distance.
And you know what he'd be even better at the social end.
Yeah, I have a feeling Kate's an ulterior motive here. I think, right, get him in for a game of lawn bowls and sure, he'll do a gig for us anyway.
Well, I mean, any time. We're having a fun day now in our club on the 1st of August.
Well done.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's competition and it's fun day. Maybe a little bit of food. It'll be like a round robin sort of, and then, you know, you play and then...
And can guests come? Like, can you invite people to participate?
Well, you can't participate. You could spectate.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I had a great time spectating.
But you can't participate. But we do have open days, and we had an open weekend there recently, and I think we got something like 45 new members.
Wow!
45? Ah, sure, yeah. That's the busiest club. Yeah. That's busier than most football clubs in Ireland.
Well, I'll tell you now, there's an academy as well called the Leinster Lions.
Yeah.
That might be where to start, PJ.
That's for the younger... No, I know, PJ, no. We wouldn't do that shit.
Oh, at all.
No, are we talking... It doesn't matter. Anyway, move on.
No, you need three coaching sessions. And then you're allowed then out on the green then on your own. It's
right.
Just like the green is extremely valuable. You know, you don't want...
Yeah, you couldn't let any old monkey out there. Yeah.
Yes,
fair play.
Exactly,
fair play.
Exactly.
Listen, Kate, you're very kind to come on and give us the lowdown on it all. So your open day is on what day again? Or
it's
your fun
open day? No, it's a fun day. I will let you know when we have an open day next.
Please do, because I'm not around the 1st of August.
If you're passing by,
I'll be in Cork, unfortunately. But thanks. But keep us with an open day, because I'm dying for a game.
Absolutely. Kate,
well,
thanks a million.
Seriously.
Cheers.
Let you know.
Thanks
care,
a million.
Guys.
Take care. Yeah, there you go. You see, look at that. It's opening up. The lawn bowling world is opening up to you, PJ Gallagher.
Tell you. And I call future, represent my country as an athlete, maybe in my future, Jim. Yeah. I didn't get that sentence quite as dramatic as I wanted it to be.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Yeah, that's some of the best bits from during the week that we've just given to you again on Glory Days, PJ and Jim's podcast. Extraordinary. It was a very entertaining week, I have to say. I'm still slightly taken aback by the revelation earlier. If you weren't with us at the start of the podcast, we found out that PJ has a brand new ailment, maybe even brand new to medical science.
I think it is, yeah. That's why, so if anybody comes in now and they start saying, was anybody painting in here? I go, no, don't worry. It's just me feet.
Just my ankles.
And I'm bursting for a slash.
So what do you think then will be the... what do you think might be the potential way out of all of this? Well, I mean, are you going to monitor the odour that emanates from your ankles?
Yeah, I'm going to keep doing it. I'll keep sniffing the ankles off myself for a while to make sure things are okay.
You know those metal things that are in you? Are they due to be replaced?
I didn't think they would.
Get hip replacements and stuff? Do you need to... do they come with a warranty? Is it like your car?
I never thought of it. Yeah, I just assumed they'd be in there forever. I didn't realise it was going to smell like a pack of old coat hangers after a while, but there you go.
Like, if you go back to your doctor, say, the doctor that did that, does he do the stuff that mechanics do? Does he look at it and go, oh, God.
Oh, gee.
Great job. I think I'm going to probably have to go all the way up to the knee for that one.
I think I'm probably, we're going to go all the way up to the knee. Don't worry, though. I have an old hinge I didn't use in the door last week. We can stick that in. Yeah. You'd be okay.
I assume you do go to a doctor. You don't go to like a blacksmith or something, do you? or a farrier or something, you know?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that's it, I mean, if you ever come in one day wearing kind of like steel-capped shoes or something, I go, you went to the blacksmith again, did you?
Yeah, I'll be there going,
I don't know why he just gave me these.
I don't know, he just told me they were grand. I thought they were tap shoes. I thought it was just for dancing. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. This is incredible. I tell you something. Your ailments are some of the most entertaining ailments any person has ever had.
Yeah.
If you ever went on Embarrassing Bodies, you know that television show?
Imagine that. I'd fit in on that,
It'd be incredible. They'd make an entire episode out
they
of
would,
you.
They would, yeah. They'd be there going, so what's your problem? You know, you get people that go in and they have, like, Mickey's, like, foam bananas and all. And I'd be sitting and they'd be there, what's your problem? I'd be there, my ankles smell like rusty water. They'd be like, I've never seen anything like this.
Wow. And that's only the tip of the iceberg.
That's only the tip
of the
iceberg.
God knows when they started exploring, you know, because the waterworks went and the ears. Don't get it started in the ears.
How did you know this? Pardon? How did you find this out? Pardon? Sorry, can you speak into the deaf ear? Because the tin of his ear is going a bit mad at the minute. I think the blacksmith, when he was fixing me foot, banged that thing a little hard because the clanging won't stop.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, listen, folks, enjoy your week. And of course, make sure you're back with us. Not on Monday, depending, of course, on when you're listening to this, because being the bank holiday on the Monday, PJ and myself won't be here until later in the day for our very big special, our musical special. Who'd have thought it? A PJ and Jim musical special.
I tell you something, it's as surprising as rusty water in your pants.
Good luck.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.